Nathan Zagura alongside Browns third-round pick Chad Thomas from the U. Chad, welcome to Cleveland.
Thank you. Thank you for the welcome, man. You know, it feels good. It feels a little Miami weather, but it's cool.
It's better than it's been here in the past, believe me. So this is good for you.
I already know. I can tell by the trees. So. Yes, sir.
All right, Chad, when you got that call draft night, what went through your mind?
My mind was everywhere at that time when I got the call. And I already see the number. Like, it was an unknown number, so I already knew what time it was. And first thing that hit my mind was, let's go to work.
Did you know all along the Browns were a team that was – you were likely to end up as a Brown?
Probably because Zoe kept just messing with me all the time, but it never came across my mind that I'd actually be in Cleveland. So when I got the call, I was like, okay, yeah, it's time.
Nice to see some familiar face. I don't know if you've seen him yet, but Duke Johnson, David Njoku as well.
I seen Duke, David, Joke. I think I just seen James Burgess today. There's a bunch of people here, so it feels a little bit, got a little bit of Miami in there.
A little home away from home?
Yes, sir.
That's good. All right, so Greg Williams obviously makes an impression on you, doesn't he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Coach Williams. I gave him a nickname when he first started talking. G. Will. He a gangster. And just his style of coaching, his demanding style, and him just being on top of us, trying to make us excel as young men. It's just good. I love it. I love the style of coaching. Coach tell me to do it, I'm going to do it. Let's go to work.
And speaking of your position, Coach Clyde Simmons, one of the great sack leaders in the history of the National Football League, does that help you to have a guy who's done it, been there before, to be able to kind of coach you on how to bring the best out of you?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Definitely. Just that style of coaching and Coach Simmons just coming in and working with us and having in the meeting room that laid back but attentive spirit and then coming on the field and really getting out to us, it feels good. I just know he want the best for us.
Now, I remember when I talked to you on draft night, what came across to me was you like to be physical and beat people up.
Yeah, we got to play ball. You play football. You ain't come out here to
it's not ballet.
Yeah, it's not ballet. Yeah. But, you know, you just play football. And I can tell by Coach G. Weir, his style is just let's hit somebody. You got to hit him in the mouth.
How excited are you to get out here for the rookie mini camp? But then are you really looking forward to getting to put those pads on and actually get back to playing real football?
Oh, yeah. The rookie mini camp, you know, just out here, great camaraderie with the guys. And, you know, out here just really, like, showing what we could do, doing a little bit, how fast we can learn, move, and just be pros, starting out as pros. And I can't wait to get around the vets and learn from them and put the pads on, you know, and just go to work.
You know, this Earn Your Stripes program they've instituted this year, what did they tell you guys about that, and what would it mean to you to earn your stripe?
Everywhere I go, that's a part of a Miami mentality. But just coming here, I understand you got to earn your stripes. You got to work. You got to really earn it. Nobody going to give you the respect, so you got to really earn it.
If you want the Browns fans to know one thing about Chad Thomas, what is it?
One thing about Chad Thomas, I think I fell in love with Cleveland already. Yes, sir.
All right, Chad. Well, thanks. Welcome to Cleveland once again, and good luck to you.
All right, thank you.